This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Deep cuts coming to the Education Department. ABC News has learned more than 1,300 employees are being notified tonight that they are part of a reduction in force layoffs. That's nearly half of the workforce at the DOE. They'll receive full pay and benefits for 90 days. A show of solidarity in the House. Republicans voting to pass the GOP funding bill to avert a government shutdown. The deadline is Friday. The vote mostly along party lines. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I believe the Republicans will stick together in the Senate as we have in the House, and I hope there are at least a number of Democrats in the Senate who will do the right thing.
That bill now moves on to the Senate. Democrats say the bill doesn't protect American jobs or key programs. Tariff troubles driving stocks down again today. The U.S. and Canada going back and forth on proposed tariffs, with Canada suspending its 25% on electricity to the U.S. and the U.S. holding off on additional 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Two-time congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is running again for Wisconsin's 3rd District. Cook, a Democrat, lost to Republican Derek Van Orden last fall by nearly 3 percentage points, but outperformed Democrats Kamala Harris and Tammy Baldwin on the ballot. She previously ran for the seat in 2022, losing in the primary to Brad Paff. Cook is the first person to announce their candidacy to challenge Van Orden. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berg is also considering a run for Congress. Gas prices across the state rose this past week, although they're still lower than what they were a year ago. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices rose 9.5 cents in the last week for an average of $2.90 today. This is 1 cent lower than a month ago and 31.8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say that caution is playing a role in keeping prices lower. Concerns about the direction of the economy could have a major influence on fuel prices, especially with the high level of uncertainty surrounding tariffs. Our typical spring increase in prices may not happen or could be smaller than expected.
La Crosse gas prices have been 10 to 15 cents higher per gallon than the statewide average this past week, topping out at about $3.06. Currently, prices are at about $3 per gallon on average. The ongoing dispute between the City of La Crosse and the La Crosse Brewery took another turn Monday after the Board of Public Works changed its mind about ending lease agreements for parking space near the brewery. The decision comes after city officials had previously criticized the brewery over foul smells coming from its water treatment plant. The brewery's manager said that they are waiting for parts to fix machinery that would help reduce the odor emissions. Last week, the board recommended ending the leases. After a record-setting day for high temperatures yesterday in La Crosse, today will be mild by comparison. Highs will top out around 50 degrees. We'll gradually warm up through the rest of the week, getting back to the 70s by Friday. Then our next weather maker arrives Friday night into Saturday with showers and possibly thunderstorms this weekend. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks in Indianapolis to take on the Pacers tonight. But the Bucks organization shocked and saddened at the news that Junior Bridgman has passed away. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 to 1984, then later became a successful businessman, sitting on several boards of directors and growing his own business to over 100 restaurants, Wendy's and Chili's, many in southeastern Wisconsin. Last fall, Bridgman was included as a partner in the ownership of the Bucks.
10, 12 years ago, when there was rumors of the team possibly going to this city or that city, I said that cannot happen. The people here deserve to have a team. They've supported a team even when those years when we weren't very good. They support them now. Why would you move the team from here?
Bridgman at an event today in his home city of Louisville, Kentucky, when his witness grabbed his chest and commented he might be having a heart attack. Rescuers unable to save him. Junior Bridgman was 71 years old. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 30. For tomorrow, sunshine returns and warmer. Highs upper 50s and mid-60s for Thursday. Near 70 Friday with showers and storms late and breezy. Blustery and much colder for the upcoming weekend, even some snow Saturday. Currently 51 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Congressman Mark Pocan.
Already people can't get appointments as easily at the VA hospitals. Already farmers aren't getting their grants. Federal employees are losing their jobs. And this is just the real life ramifications of what's happening.
If you can't convey the impact of these cuts, the people that are getting bad information are just going to think he's just cutting wasteful spending.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brad Schimmel says he'll be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court to support Donald Trump's agenda. Deb Krautmiller joins us from the League of Women Voters. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of lacrosse. Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting the show live from Madison tonight, statewide, all over our beautiful state of Wisconsin. Hope you had a great day, whatever you chose to do today, whether it was work, play hooky, rob a liquor store. I just hope it was a great day, and I'm glad you're with us tonight where we can kick back, talk about some of the more fun things in life. Got a good show tonight. No music, Conrad. This is the first time I think I haven't done music when I've been in Madison. There's so many great musicians here.
Yeah.
But we've got talkers tonight, and that'll be fun too. Tim Sowers will be here at 6:35 talking about, he's the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center, which is right across the street. I can see it from here, which is always fun, a beautiful facility. Tim joins us every once in a while and gives us an update on what is happening in the many theaters at the Overture Center, just a stunning, beautiful facility. And he will tell us what's coming up. I want to ask him about, there's a really cool Neil Diamond show. And I'm going to ask Tim about that. That's one I think I'll probably go see. That's at 6:35. He'll be here in person, which is fun. And then at 7:05, comedian Frank Roach. He is an impressionist. And I think Frank lives in Wisconsin. I've never met Frank. He's a referral from Mike Mercury, who's been on the show several times. So I'm looking forward to meeting Frank at 7:05. He's gonna phone it in, Conrad, but that doesn't mean he's not going to try. He's going to be on the telephone.
Yeah.
Do you call it a telephone, or you just say phone? You've probably never even used the word telephone in your life.
I use the word phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
Most people don't say telephone anymore. Where's my cellular telephone? I've never heard that.
You're dating yourself there.
Well, I've never heard it. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I've heard telephone. We had a rotary dial when I was growing up. I don't go as far back as Pony Express.
Are you sure?
We had a rotary dial. That's cute. I don't think I can't whip your ass because I'm in Madison, buddy. You had a long distance ass whipping?
I can't say I have.
You're holding down the fort. When does gelato start again? Oh, it's nice there now, right?
It is, but it's still, you know what it is still?
Sad gelato. I know. It's terrible. I wept openly when I went there in the fall and realized there was no more gelato. Thus, the sad gelato music that we put together there. Also, folks, we're going to talk a little film festival talk and movie making with a director from here in southern Wisconsin. I think Jeff actually lives in Baraboo, but he is coming into the studio here. I call him a Madison-based director, but he is also the founder of the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival. So we'll talk. I think that's so cool. They put the focus on mental health. The films, I believe, thematically involve mental health, and they have mental health speakers there. And let's be honest, most movie makers, as well as most people in society, have one mental health issue or another, whether serious or not so serious. We all deal with it. So it's a great event, and we'll talk to Jeff about that at 7:35. He'll be here in the studio. And this is the season for film festivals. The Green Bay Film Festival is this weekend, and we've had Nick Watier on, who has talked about Nathan Demme's film February is in the Green Bay Film Festival. Dan Davies, who was on the show last night, will be at the Green Bay Film Festival with one of his films. And then the tribute to the giant spider invasion, the 50th anniversary. So, and then the granddaddy of them all, that's what I call it, just because it's in Madison. The Wisconsin Film Festival is April 3rd. And that is always an absolute blast too. I mean, talk about if you... If you just want to lose yourself in films for a week, that's the one to do it, folks. 150 films to choose from. Great venues, really fun events, Q&As, everything. That all takes place here in Madison, April 3rd. So we'll talk a little bit more about that as that gets closer too. But tonight, it'll be good to have Jeff here. We'll talk about the Mental Health Warrior Film Festival. Let me make sure I'm saying that right, and it's not the Mental Health. Yeah, Mental Health. Am I saying that? I didn't write. I have it somewhere. I'm a mess. I'm at my home court, Conrad, and it feels weird.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. Like, what are you looking at? You're looking at an empty chair.
Well, there's about three kegs over on that side now.
Of course there are. Doing shots. Chris Casper sent a picture of his dog. When I got here today, he was telling me about this dog, and I thought it sounded really kind of mean-looking, and it had kind of a tough-sounding name. I said, let me guess, it can be mean if it has to, or it looks like a pit bull, so people will keep their distance, but it's a big sweetie. And he said, yeah. And then he said, she's 80 pounds, and he sent a picture. And I don't think this dog would scare anybody. It's like the cutest thing ever. And I'm not a dog guy. I'm not an animal in the house guy. We've covered that, right?
I don't know if we have.
Well, no offense to Chris. I find the idea of an animal in the house kind of strange. Animals should be outside. I know it's commonplace here in modern day America to have a dog or cat in the house. We had a bearded dragon for a while. But I say that because I'm mostly envious because I love dogs so much, but I'm allergic to dogs and cats and I can't have one. So I'm kind of envious of everybody who can. So that's how I make my argument. Animals should not be in the house. Great dog, Chris. Thank you for sending that photo. Conrad, did you get this picture?
I don't think I did.
I'll send it to you. You should put it in your wallet.
Okay.
It's a great way to meet girls. You go to a bar, you whip out a picture of your dog. It's not my actual canine. You know, but it doesn't matter. You can use Chris's dog to help you find girls. I think he would want that for you.
This is my coworker's dog.
How pathetic is that? That's hilarious. But you never know. It could work. She might think it's adorable. And it's like, he loves dogs so much, he carries around a picture of his coworker's dog. That's a big sweetie right there.
Yeah.
I think that's great. I think that could work. So fun show tonight. And that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to get to this. It's our question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
If you had to be on a reality show, what show would it be? If you had to be on a reality show, what show would it be? My wife actually thought of this question because The Bachelor season 29 ends this month and things are really heating up. I have trouble talking to her when she starts talking about The Bachelor. I'm like, I'm sorry, you need a girlfriend for this or another guy friend. Even if you want, get a boyfriend and tell him, I cannot listen to The Bachelor talk. But, giver that I am on these radio airwaves, I know a lot of people do like The Bachelor. So, if you had to be on a reality show, what would it be? I think I would pick, who did we have on the show? She was on Survivor. Andrea Belke.
Yep.
She was on Survivor like three times, I want to say. Which I think is kind of nuts. And she admitted as much when she was here. But I applaud her. She was a fan favorite, Conrad, a fan favorite on Survivor. That's no easy task. I think everybody would hate me. I'd be the guy always complaining. I just want my cell phone and a coffee shop and sunblock. Oh, man, they would hate me so much. But I think I will say, oh, man, a reality show. Maybe what's the UFC one? Power Fighter? No, what is it called? The Ultimate Fighter. No.
The reality show for it?
Yeah, there's a reality UFC show.
I don't know what it's called.
The Ultimate Fighter.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I would do. I would go on The Ultimate Fighter, get knocked out immediately, and go home. Then I wouldn't have to go on Survivor and deal with bugs and no food. Although Survivor is a great way to keep the weight off.
Yeah.
You get thin, it's the Survivor diet.
You just eat leaves and bugs.
That's you it. Eat leaves and bugs and you or nothing. That could be a delicacy. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. Maybe just like Big Brother. Aren't you just like in a house with other people? See, that I could handle.
Yeah, I think I'd go with MILF Manor.
Yeah, but wouldn't your dad have to be on the show with you?
No.
Isn't it Sons and Dads?
Oh, I guess I didn't think about that.
Yeah, nice work.
The first season is with it's with the mom who brings her son. And the second season is the dad who brings their son. So, you know, I retract it. I retract that. Yeah. I'm not going on MILF Manor.
You're welcome, Steve. I had to call your boy's attention to that. I don't see that. The problem with that is like, well, there's a lot of problems, but that is definitely the weirdest, most awkward inducing show I think I've ever heard of.
And
a father and son hitting on the same girl.
The challenges make it worse.
Do you have to bed them?
They got like
I'm dating myself with that phrase, but I love it.
They got like mud wrestling or like dancing or something.
Please tell me who mud wrestles. I want to know that. There's not like, God, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's
like who comes up with that? That's what's really weird.
TLC does. TLC.
The Learning Channel.
I don't think they're.
Thank you for the education. I would not have learned that fathers and sons routinely hit on women and try to win their hearts in a good old-fashioned mud wrestle. That's what the Learning Channel is teaching me. It used to be educative, didn't it?
The last time I looked at some of the stuff they have on there, because it's on Max now, it's only like...
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's only like MILF Manor, like... the one show where they date someone from across the country, 90 Day Fiancé. Like
90 Day Fiancé.
Like 800 spinoffs of it too. And that's all I see of TLC.
90 days is too long. If you know, you know. Shouldn't take 90 days. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to buck trend. And I'm going to say I'll go on The Bachelor. I want to be The Bachelor. I get to choose from what, 20 women? I've been married forever. Honey, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I would welcome this opportunity. You're looking at me in shame.
I got a new one. American Ninja Warrior. I'll go on there, get eliminated right away, and then I'm done.
Yeah, and that'd be less painful than getting punched out on The Ultimate Fighter. All right, what reality show would you be on? If you had to be on a reality show, I say The Bachelor. Conrad says MILF Manor. Let us know what you think. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Oh, we got a show tonight, folks. Coming to you live from Madison. Tim Sauer is coming up at 6:35. Up next, a really funny clip from Saturday Night Live you won't want to miss. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every time I'm with you, baby, can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. On the 60th anniversary of Bloody Sunday in Selma, Alabama, we're examining how the landmark protections that moved forward in the Voting Rights Act of 1965 are now being dismantled by the U.S. Supreme Court's far-right majority. Louisiana versus Calais may be the next blow. What started out as brazen racial gerrymandering in 2022 by the Louisiana legislature has devolved into a new tactic to undo more of the already weakened VRA. Lower courts ordered the legislature to draw new, fairer maps. After initial defiance, it drew two majority-minority congressional districts to allow concentrations of the state's 33% black population to elect the candidate of their choice. In 2024, a group of, quote, non-African-American voters appealed. They claim that the new districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment and should be struck down. In 2023's striking down of affirmative action, Justices Alito, Gorsuch, and Thomas pointed to the Equal Protection Clause, as did Alito in his dissent in Alabama's Milligan racial gerrymandering decision. When oral arguments begin March 24th, all eyes will be on Justices Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett, who upheld the VRA Section 2 in the Alabama decision, but who also concurred with parts of Thomas's Equal Protection Clause dissent. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm going to kick off this segment by saying, hello, Sherry from Horicon. You know, I know where Horicon is now because I drove from Green Bay last night to Madison and I passed a sign that said Horicon and I thought of Sherry.
I thought you were going to say you went through it. I'm like, that's a little detour.
No, I just saw the exit for it. Could have been like 300 miles in that direction. So I don't know exactly where it is, but hello, Sherry. I did think of you. And I was off the air, Sherry. That's what I think of your friendship here with Nightlight. Thank you for the text. Good evening to you as well. Meredith from Madison says, the price is right. Well, is that a reality show? Sure. We can expand the game show. Yeah. Look, I'd rather be on a game show than a reality show. Maybe that's what we should. Conrad, take a memo. Next question is, what game show would you want to be on?
Have you ever heard of The Floor?
No.
It's the worst game show I've ever seen in my life.
Explain.
Two people stand across from each other, and then there's a big screen. And it's just pictures, and you just got to name what the picture is. That's it. And whoever can't do it first loses.
What kind of pictures are they?
I saw one. It was like horse, banana, orange, ketchup.
We are getting so dumb as a society. That's insane. Meredith also says, say yes to the dress. That must be an inside Price is Right joke because I don't get that.
Or maybe that's a reality show where
maybe
a person helps get a
has
dress.
To wear a dress they don't want to wear.
They have to wear it.
Oh, the humanity. Ed from Madison says, I would be on Queer Eye. I'm a mess. I need all the help I can get. Oh, the funniest part of that. I'm a mess. Ed says he'd be on Queer Eye. He's a mess, and he needs all the help he can get. I forgot about that one. Is that still on?
I'll go to the Google.
Go to the Google and see what you can find out on that one. Jameson from Pennsylvania, that's the 814, says, I think this is abbreviated, but he says, Hell's Kitchen Chopped or one of the culinary ones would be a blast. Have fun, cook food, way less drama than the other ones. I've been a chef and no, I'll lose, but as they say, there's no bad publicity.
Well, good point.
Something you make kills someone, Jameis. That would be terrible. That might put you out of business. So you're a chef, but with that kind of attitude, Jameis, I would think you'd have a shot. Like, are most of those food shows, are they all like really good chefs or are they aspiring chefs? I don't really watch them.
I say it's a mix of like both.
Okay.
I tried watching Hell's Kitchen for like a whole season once and it just got repetitive. Just one chef freaking out every episode and then Gordon Ramsay just absolutely yelling at him.
Okay. See, that's the thing too. You have to be a persona that people like to watch or are interested in somehow. So I don't think you have to cook, Jameson, or make stuff that's really good. Maybe you just have to not kill someone with your cooking. All right, so keep those texts coming, folks. This is in honor of The Bachelor. I said I'd be on The Bachelor just because I think it would be hilarious that women are clamoring for my attention. Because when does that ever happen, right? But these schmucks that they parade through on The Bachelor have these women that want to be their wives. I don't understand. And they don't really want to. They want to go on there. They want the notoriety. They want to build a brand. I get that.
Do they get money, too, if they win?
That I don't know. I assume that they get scale or they have to join some kind of union or maybe not because reality TV has found a way to circumvent the whole rules thing. But I don't know. Anna from Madison says, yes, To Dress is a show about a bride-to-be choosing a bridal gown. The show is filmed in a bridal salon in NYC. I'd rather watch Bridesmaids. That was really funny.
I'm pretty sure there is a movie called Say Yes to the Dress, too.
The movie version of a reality show? Yawn.
I don't know if it's a... I don't know.
Yes to Dress. I can see that. So Anna, but what I guess Anna is saying she'd want to be on Yes to Dress too, or she's just correcting or explaining what it is. Yes to the Dress. Say Yes to the Dress. Okay. Whew. After a roaring start here. Here's the thing. I asked the question because my wife suggested it and I don't know any of the shows because I don't watch reality TV show. That's an oversight on my part, but I would say The Bachelor. Conrad said MILF Manor.
No,
I think you'd be so freaked out you'd pull like a Tanya Harding on your dad and knock him off at the kneecap so he couldn't be on the show with you.
We'd be on there for 1 minute and I'd say, Dad, it's time to leave. Let's go.
Oh, that's hilarious. All right. So last weekend, Mike Myers appeared on Saturday Night Live, I think for the second week in a row. Do we have time for this?
We do not.
Oh, come on. Really?
It's a long clip.
Here I am. Okay, here's why I don't like reality TV, because I don't watch it. I asked a question. Now I'm sucked into the conversation, and it pulled me away from actual brilliant sketch comedy. But our question tonight, folks, is if you had to be on a reality show, what would it be? Let us know. The Bachelor season 29.
That show's older than me.
I was just going to say that. Like, there are people that could be on that show that weren't even born when it started. This is a big day for movie releases too. Not a big day, but over the course of the last 15, 16 years, actually, I would go back to 1988 because that's when Stand and Deliver dropped. Edward James Olmos and Lou Diamond Phillips. And that kind of put, I can't remember if that was what put Lou Diamond Phillips on the map or if it was La Bamba. I can't remember which came first. Also, Everything Everywhere, All at Once. That was the one movie I didn't see that Oscar year. So I still haven't seen that film. And Battle Los Angeles came out in 2011. Now stick with me. Battle Los Angeles is about a group of Marines who take on aliens that invade Los Angeles. Yeah, it sounds terrible. But it's surprisingly watchable. I've seen it twice. It's a great movie to watch if you're hanging out with like dudes. Aaron Eckhart is in it. He's great. And they kind of make it realistic. Civic Media News coming up next, folks. They're going to tell you what you need to know. And then we're going to be back with Tim Sowers from the Overture Center, who's going to tell us what's coming up. You won't want to miss that. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight coming to you live from Madison tonight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Jimmy Cuska for 1490 WLCX. Ahead of tomorrow's mayoral debate, lacrosse candidates Shondell Washington Spivey and Chris Kahlo both received endorsements. Washington Spivey was endorsed by former Mayor John Mettinger, while Kahlo was endorsed by two-time candidate Vicky Markison, who narrowly lost to current Mayor Mitch Reynolds 4 years ago and also narrowly missed out on the spring election ballot by coming in third in last month's primary. The debate tomorrow is at UW Lacrosse's Cleary Alumni and Friends Center. $6.5 million in federal grants are being restored for Wisconsin dairy businesses. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Dairy Business Initiative Program is a law sponsored by Senator Tammy Baldwin. It allowed dairy farmers to get grants on projects that would modernize their operations and provide more jobs. 88 dairy businesses have been awarded those grants. Many of them started those projects knowing they would later be reimbursed by the federal government. But the Trump administration ordered the USDA not to release the money. Now Baldwin says the USDA secretary has agreed to reverse course, and the dairy businesses across the Badger State will get that money they were counting on. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The decision also affects hundreds of dairy businesses nationwide. Several committees meet ahead of the La Crosse Common Council meeting on Thursday. Today, the Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee is considering an ordinance that would require over half of affected property owners to approve any new sidewalk construction that costs over $25,000. The City Council is holding a planning meeting to review the city's property tax base, and the Library Board meets today as well. Tomorrow, the Housing Authority and City Administrator Work Group will meet. The new superintendent for the School District of Onalaska will be Ben Barton. Barton, who is the superintendent of Princeton Public Schools in Minnesota, emerged from a four-candidate field as the pick for Onalaska. Barton was previously an administrator in Caledonia and La Crescent. He'll begin his work July 1st. Onalaska began searching for a new administrator after Todd Antony resigned in November. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. New releases in theaters this past weekend all seemed to limp to the finish line for different reasons. Acclaimed director Bong Joon-ho's new film, Mickey 17, did finish first at the box office with $19 million, but that was a bit of a disappointment. The film starring Robert Pattinson cost almost $120 million to make and is not expected to recoup. This was the director's first big studio budget after winning a Best Director Oscar for Parasite 5 years ago. The other new releases were Rule Breakers, which got excellent reviews from critics and even better from audiences, but brought in just $1.5 million at the box office on over 2,000 screens. In the Lost Lands, starring Mila Jovovich and David Bautista, stunk up theaters with barely over $1 million at the gate and terrible reviews. Captain America managed to hang on to the number two slot, followed by Last Breath, The Monkey, and Paddington in Peru, which finished in fifth place. Tough week. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 30. For tomorrow, sunshine returns and warmer. Highs upper 50s and mid-60s for Thursday. Near 70 Friday with showers and storms late and breezy. Blustery and much colder for the upcoming weekend, even some snow Saturday. Currently 51 degrees.
Ready for the April election? Here's a special invitation for you. Join the free Protecting Justice for All conversation about the Wisconsin Supreme Court race Wednesday, March 12th from 5 till 7 p.m. at the Overture Center in Madison.
Up North News Radio host Pat Kreitlow, Civic Media's Todd Alba, and Dan Schaefer will lead a guest discussion about the economy, education, environment, and more. Then stay for the candidates' debate watch party.
Attend in person or listen to live coverage from the Overture Center in Madison Wednesday night, March 12th from 5 till 7 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Joining us next time, our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio will be along to talk about the Protecting Justice for All conference, which will air on Civic Media, along with Trevi Olson. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Fonz, or were you telling me it's okay to start talking?
I was telling you it's okay, but I can do the Fonz too.
Get out your cellular telephone and make a call. Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. This is exciting tonight because I got a director coming in studio. Comedy at 7:05, but right now I'm meeting in person. If you're watching on the stream, you can see Mr. Tim Sowers, who is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer of the Overture Center, which is right across the street here in Madison. Tim's been on the show several times, but this is the first time I've had him in the studio, and it just worked out this time. So it's great to have you, buddy.
It is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice here across the street.
I agree.
I just walked across the street.
Do you have this view from your office of State Street? Or
My office view is of the Orpheum.
Oh, that's pretty good, too.
Centers my window.
Another arrival theater.
I know, but it's a good one.
It's a good one,
old theater.
You could do a lot worse.
Yeah, that's right.
Good to have you here, Tim. Let's jump right in because, first of all, I have to ask you, this is exciting. Conrad, you're going to get a kick out of this. I don't see him. Maybe he's left. Okay. I thought you took a powder. Our question of the night is, if you had to be on a reality show, what reality show would it be? And we're doing this at the suggestion of my wife. Subject I know nothing about, but our guest, Tim Sowers, says he has an answer. Tim, please.
I do have an answer. I was on a reality show.
I can't believe it.
Very briefly. So it was, I don't know how many years ago. There was a summer. It lasted one season. It was called American Inventor. And people had inventors, and it was almost like almost like the beginning of Shark Tank.
Okay.
So people... The idea of the show was is people would have a prototype and then there'd be one winner that they would then mass produce there. So I was working in Chicago and one of my colleagues, she was so tired of, she lived out in the suburbs, it was around the holidays. She was putting up her holidays lights and no one would ever help her. So she invented this plug system where she could hook these pieces together, stick her lights out the window, and clip it to the spouting. So she could do it all herself. And she was a visual artist. And she had these locks, like this section would lock into this section. And I said, oh, you should go on American Inventor. I just saw they had auditions. And she goes, what's that? And I said, oh, I don't know, some show. And she looked it up and she says, oh, there's one more audition left and it's in Washington, D.C., and she goes, go with me. And I said, all right. Right. Because she's not.
You're a pal.
She wasn't a talker.
Okay.
Right. She's a visual artist and she was doing marketing and whatever. So I said, yeah, I'll go. And so we worked up our little pitch. So we're in this room and she starts talking about her product. And I start kind of taking it over to talk about it. And we had 5 minutes. That's the time we were allotted. But as we kept talking, more and more people kept coming into the room. And all of a sudden, we were there for over an hour talking about this product. And the producers came into our room, in our little conference room we were in. And then they said, we would like you to get on the show. This is our final day of auditions. We have not selected any other double. It's all been solo people. But we love the way that you answer all her questions first up. And we're like, okay.
And so, she was okay with that too?
Yeah, she was great with it, right? And so we were going to go to Hollywood for the auditions. And if you remember back in those days, because it was like early American Idol and stuff, we used to have those audition episodes. And they used to make fun of people. And all that kind of stuff. So by the time that we got selected, by the time we went out to LA, was maybe a month. And this was, we had computers and stuff, but they were calling us constantly and telling us and pitching us on how to really pitch they were really going with
coaching us. Coaching you almost. Yeah.
Coaching, that's the right word. They were coaching us on it. I remember. Jeez. I remember getting the contract. I still have it. And it was like this thick. For anybody watching, is like this thing.
No one's reading that.
But there was a paragraph in there that said, we have the right to ridicule you, to put you in a negative light, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They weren't going to do that to us because the way that they were. So we get out to L.A., and I said to my friend, you better get this registered. Get a patent for this. Yeah. Or not a patent, copyright, but a copyright for it. So her cousin was a lawyer who did that out in L.A., and they must have changed the scope of the show by the time that we auditioned to what they were going to do, because everybody they selected for the show already had final products and they were all being pitched on various networks.
Hmm.
And lots of freaks. They brought in a lot of freaky people to like ridicule them. And my friend's lawyer was the lawyer for the show, and he said, I have all their finalists and you're not one of them. So I was like, why did they spend all this time with us, fly us out to not, because we're not part of the ridicule piece.
Right.
And then when we went to do our audition with the judges in this big warehouse and this little tiny set, we had a whole new pitch, but they were going off an old pitch and asking us questions. And I started to go, we didn't talk about that. Why'd you bring that up? And they quickly pushed us aside. But in the opening episode of the show, we're there. So it was kind of fun.
What happened with the invention? That's a neat.
I know it. She has. I told her to go on Shark Tank with that. That's a Shark Tank. They'll buy it.
Holiday
it's
stuff,
it's still good.
Like, yeah.
Right. But she hasn't done anything with it. But
that was your brush with reality fame.
So reality TV.
Do you watch reality TV?
I like Survivor. It's okay. I watched that. I haven't watched it recently. I don't know. I like reality cooking shows.
People love those. Yeah.
Like the Gordon Ramsay's Next Level Chef or Master Chef. Like I like watching those kind of competitions. But I think it would be most interesting to just be behind the scenes and see how they really film that stuff. What they really do. Does it really an hour to cook that, or is it more like?
Well, that's what a friend of mine used to do that, who was a comedian. Remember the Magic Bullet? Those infomercials? Yep, they're all acting the next morning after a party and the couple's making the food. And he's hey, that's great, but I don't have a bunch of bowls of chopped up crap already in my kitchen. It doesn't take 5 minutes. It probably takes an hour, hour and a half. So,
like they do it with those kids, like those MasterChef Junior. They have those kids cooking in an hour. And I'm like, no way.
Tim, this is a nice bonus. I was not expecting a reality TV background. That's pretty cool. And the cooking shows, I think at least they don't pair you against people or try to tear people down or probably even coach you that much.
Right.
Maybe just how to be more camera friendly or.
Yeah. There's so many of them now.
Yeah. That's interesting. Well, my guest is Tim Sowers. He is obviously a reality TV celebrity. Do you get mobbed? Like you just walked across the street.
I'm just a celebrity anyway.
He is the Chief Artistic Experiences Officer at the Overture Center right across the street here in Madison. You guys have you have a beautiful facility.
I know, it's gorgeous.
You must just be like, do you walk to work and you walk in every day and go, I get to work here?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's lovely because it's so big and spacious and beautiful inside is, you know, no cabin fever in the winter.
Yeah.
Really, none.
That's so cool.
I moved here for it.
Did you?
I moved here from Chicago to work here.
To work at the Overture Center.
Yeah.
What? I mean, it's just like we have it here in Madison, the Overture Center, we have what a lot of really huge cities have, don't we? In a city the size of Madison.
When I moved here, I was my supervisor at the time was someone I knew. And she said, I really need you to come to. Oh, I originally came to be the director of education. And she said, I really need you to come up here and bring your expertise to us. And I said, I'll come and interview, but I'm not moving to Madison, Wisconsin. Right. And then I walked into this space and I was like, do they know what they have here? Right. Like, you know, and I think at the time it was huge for this town, but now it's not. Now we're packed all the time. We have shows all the time. People all the time. It's really busy. Right.
And a lot of other theaters around too.
And like, a lot of
I would say Madison has a ton of theaters.
It's really doing good. It's great.
Let's just talk about March and jump in here. You got the Madison Symphony playing this weekend.
This weekend.
Are there tickets available?
Yeah, there are tickets for that. And they do, I don't know, 7-8 concerts a year. And very highly respectable. They're searching for their new conductor right now.
Oh, I am so there.
That is happening.
Do you think I could do that?
I don't know.
Be honest.
I don't know.
Conrad?
Would you want to do it?
You just got to go like this, right? Is that pretty much?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think I could do it in spite of, like, I think they would know not to listen to me. So
and the size of town that for this to have a symphony, right? For Madison to have a symphony where I live, successful?
Yeah, if they had a symphony, I could probably fake it for a little while.
Yeah, there you go.
But I wouldn't make probably good money doing it. All right, so that's cool. So there's good, there's tickets available for this weekend. Yep. Madison Symphony is fantastic.
Yeah.
They've been on PBS, right?
Oh, they've been all over. They do this really great Bolts competition where they take, where they have young artists audition and compete to for the best that there is. And that is amazing. They do that in the spring each year.
Nice.
Yeah. So I'll be coming up with, I think, with them soon.
Sounds like a reality show a little bit.
Anything.
You could film, just turn the camera
anything
on.
Can be.
Yeah, exactly. This could be a reality
this
show.
Could be a reality
show. And then I think, all right, let's jump in. Okay. You have Beautiful Noise. Neil Diamond, tell us all about that. It's not just his music; it's a story, right? And a whole
It's really the story. He's kind of looking at his life, and then it goes back into his life from I grew up with Neil Diamond music, but I was never a diehard fan or anything. But I am now after he wrote so much music before he was even a singer himself.
Right.
So it kind of looks like his whole legacy of songs.
He's just one of those guys, like, for me, I probably in the early 90s, I was like, man, this guy's great. Like, I've been hearing his music my whole life. But same as you, I wasn't, like, going out and buying his records. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, it's like Forever in Blue Jeans, Solitary Man, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
The show, it's very popular. It had a nice run on Broadway. And I just, one of the things with Broadway is I get all the information about weekly grosses on Broadway and how the shows are all doing on the road. And that show's only been in the road like 5-6 months and it's already cooped its investment.
Wow.
So now they're in the profit.
How is it selling here?
Great.
Okay.
They're tickets, but it's great. Okay. Yeah.
So that's this week. Wait, next week. Next week and then the week after too, right?
No, just one.
Just 1 week.
Just 1 week. We do 8 shows, Tuesday through Sunday.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. Get your tickets, folks. All right, and then I think we can get this in before the break. Shamrock Tenors.
I know it. Boys from Ireland. I singing love the best there is.
Irish Tenors. It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
Well,
they're good.
Are they?
Yeah, really good.
I would hope so.
They had this other show called The Choir of Man that I saw 1 year over at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and brought that show over here a couple years ago. And now they have this new show, and it's just these glorious voices.
Oh, it's amazing. I grew up listening to my dad sing. He was an Irish tenor and always sang when we'd go to church, he was doing Ave Maria and all these. So I loved all the, and he would talk about when I was a kid, I was listening to rock and roll and all this.
Yeah,
and he would talk about Pavarotti and I'm just like.
Right.
And then I got older and I developed an appreciation for all that stuff. So he was one of the three tenors, right? It's Pavarotti. Bobby O'Shea. No, I'm just.
I don't know.
The two other guys. And then the Madison Ballet later in the month, right?
Yeah, they do great repertoire at Overture Center.
Is that the same group that would have done the
Nutcracker?
The Nutcracker?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And that's just March, folks. So if you want to get down to the Overture Center, you can see any one of these shows. They still have tickets available, and they're all phenomenal. If I wanted to see all of these, Tim, if I had money burning a hole in my pocket, could I get a month-long pass or something?
No, every show's different.
It's not like you just mark the wrist.
Because there's different companies.
Yeah.
Right? Some are Overture shows. The symphony is their own show. The ballet is their show.
Okay.
So it's all different. We have
all
so
right.
many people using the building.
Tim Sowers is here from the Overture Center. We're going to come back and maybe talk about a couple more shows. And I'm going to ask Tim what he's watching. He always is very well informed in the way of episodics and movies. We'll do that after a very short break. Don't go anywhere. It's great to have you with me here on Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Seven hundred little regular, but it really don't matter.
Real 1490 AM.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Talking about Wicked.
Wicked.
Tim Sowers is here from the Overture Center right across the street. We're broadcasting live from Madison tonight. Great to have you with me on this beautiful day here in the state of Wisconsin. We were talking about Wicked, Tim. Did you like the movie?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't see it? I think you know the story.
I do. That's my problem. Like, I didn't. Everybody's like, you haven't watched it? And I was like, I know what happened.
Yeah, I get it.
I'll watch it. It's going to be free now on Peacock this month.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
I've never seen the stage show, but I like the movie.
Listen, it brought the stage show back on Broadway. Wicked is the number one grossing show again because of that movie. It looked good.
Yeah, it was great.
I'll watch it.
I liked it. I think the fact that it has another part coming out hurt it in the Oscars because it kind of had everything and didn't really
do much.
But what do you have? You said you could tease what's coming up in the way of Broadway shows or what you guys have in
April. Wicked. I mean, Wicked single tickets go on sale this week, Friday.
Okay.
In the summer. And then April 17th, we announce our next season already. And we have over 30 shows we're announcing, 7 Broadway shows for that.
Nice.
Another real big one coming back to us again.
I know you can't tell me, and that's fine. I've seen Les Mis in 3 different states.
We just had it last.
Oh, did you really?
Season or the season before?
I actually saw it up in Appleton anyway. So.
Yeah,
and it's the same.
It's
group
the same. Yeah. Same tour. Still
great.
Going strong.
Phenomenal.
It's a great show. I mean, it's a great. It's going to always be popular.
Will it always tour?
No, what they do usually is like tour it for a few years, take a couple years off, and then say. Brand new tour.
It's coming back. Yeah,
like
right.
Phantom is going back on the road again.
Oh, really?
After, you know, it closed on Broadway after being the longest running show. And this next season will be the first year out of that show.
Okay. Nice.
Phantom.
I've never seen that either.
That's been around since the 80s,
I
right?
know. So was Les Mis, right?
Yeah, late 80s. 80s maybe. Yeah.
So, Tim, it's about the time. I need to ask you, is there anything else you want to talk about that's coming to the Overture? All right.
Good. Let's talk about what we're watching.
Let's get to some moving pictures and some colored
television. I'm telling you, I need help on what to watch.
Oh, really?
There's nothing out. I'm watching White Lotus. Do you watch White Lotus?
Yes. I just finished season two, and I'm waiting for season three to build up.
Okay, so that I'm on that.
Okay. Did you like season two?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, me too.
Do you like it?
I do.
It's interesting. I will say on season three, though, and I won't give you anything away.
Okay.
Because you watched all season two.
Yeah.
I miss Jennifer Coolidge.
It's
her
so
character
funny.
Was so crazy and so kind of essential to the show in a lot of ways in both seasons.
Right.
So I kind of miss that presence of her.
Here's my thing with Jenner. Okay. I loved her too. I love Jennifer Coolidge in general. She's phenomenal.
She's hilarious.
But her death in season two, this is weird to say, and I took some heat for it from our texters, made me laugh.
And I know it didn't seem real. The way she just plopped over the edge.
Her last words are, "You've got this." And then she goes down head first. You hear
I'm hoping she's not really dead. That's what I'm hoping. But she probably is.
We've had John Grise on the show, the guy who plays her husband, Rico, and he's great. And I'm trying to get him back on the show to talk about season three, but she is missed. I agree. But her death was so funny in a weird way that she makes it. She kills all these guys and saves her fortune. And then she dies anyway. Well, it's been a year.
That's right. If you didn't watch it by now,
you're not exactly. So, but it's a good
show.
But
the show is quirky in that way. They have that humor that's that dark comedy that's underneath all of it.
Yep.
Right.
And in season one, the hotel manager who just kept sticking it to that newlywed guy.
Oh my God, hilarious.
It was just, Mike White is just such a great writer, and his characters are just
phenomenal. And he was involved in Survivor.
Mike White?
He was on Survivor.
The guy who wrote Orange County, The White Lotuses.
I just saw something on it and I looked him up. And if you look at it, they're filmed very much. He's an older guy.
Yeah.
And he was on a season of Survivor.
My gosh,
see, everybody's
hilarious.
On Survivor.
Except me. I don't like bugs. Have you seen, did you see Black Doves?
No.
That's pretty good. Who's the actress? Keira Knightley.
Oh, yeah.
And there's another guy in there. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
He's great. I like that. I thought that was good.
Yeah, I'm watching nothing. Like,
try it.
There's not much. I'm watching a PBS show that's on Amazon called Endeavor. Do you ever watch
that? Yeah, I've heard of it. I have not seen
it. It's like nine seasons, and it's a British crime, takes place in the 1960s. Opera music is involved in it.
Oh, wow.
Every episode is 90 minutes, and it's like every episode is like a
movie. It's a movie, yeah.
It's beautifully done.
Endeavor. Okay. I'm going to make a note of that.
Yeah, it's really good. And then movies. I watched some movies.
What have you seen? We got about, what do we have, Conrad? How are we doing?
Can we talk about
that? Got about a minute and a half.
Okay, Oscars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No.
What was that?
Nothing.
Anora? Did you watch Anora?
Yeah. And I didn't get the best picture.
I didn't get that either.
Like, if I had just gone and seen it, I would have liked it. But I'm like, best picture? I don't even think it was as good as Florida Project. I loved Florida Project.
Oh, yeah, I liked Florida Project.
And I liked Anora, but I don't know.
It wasn't best. Brutalist, man. That was a good movie.
Did you like that?
I loved it.
Oh, we got to continue this.
And
too.
Conclave. I loved Conclave.
I like Conclave, too. I thought that had all the pieces.
I agree.
Love the twist.
I think that was the best of them all to be the Oscar movie.
Tim Sowers, ladies and gentlemen, go to the Overture Center. Whatever they have playing, it's phenomenal. It's a beautiful facility. Tim, you're a beautiful guy. Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you in person.
Yeah,
finally.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to do like a buddy cop thing. Tim and I are going to start palling around and we'll film it.
Yeah, okay.
We're coming up next. We got comedy next after Civic Media's news team keeps you informed. On the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart. When it did, I fall. I wanna cry, cry, cry alone. When you're feeling blue, I'm waiting just for you. Someone's living for the love.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Coming up Wednesday morning, a preview of our live Supreme Court event, the stakes of the election in terms of education, reproductive rights, and the economy.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Uncertainty about tariffs rattling Wall Street. The Dow down again today, 478 points. And today, President Trump announcing he'd double tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum from 25 to 50%, then reversing that with 25% tariffs kicking in at midnight tonight. Sources telling ABC News that mass layoffs are expected to start tonight at the Department of Education.
This comes after staff at the department was told to take their laptops home, that they were not going to be allowed back into the building after 6 o'clock tonight or allowed back into the building tomorrow.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The House today passing a spending bill that funds government agencies through the end of September. No Democrats supported it over its cuts for health care, VA benefits, and nutritional assistance for children. On the first day of talks in Saudi Arabia, Ukraine agreeing to a U.S. plan for an immediate 30-day ceasefire with Russia. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio saying the ball's now in Russia's court. This is ABC News.